Hello, hello. Hi. Thank you for checking in. Today is currently, it is currently 7:06 p.m. I am doing this podcast quite late because I wanted to have some free time to myself. I did a little like crafts and stuff, and it was fun. But now it's time to get to work here. Now I need to charge in my laptop because we can't have that dying on us today. As we are discussing school uniforms and what my opinion is on them and what your opinion is on them when you get to share them on my Instagram account. Now, we are in writing class since K-prep is coming up, our testing of the year. We are like we are practicing like on-demand writing. And I am using the prompts as a little bit of like a topic for my podcast because they're actually really good prompts. As today, one of the prompts was if we agree with school uniforms or not. Now, I agree, like, not agree, but I see why people would do, like, would go for school uniforms and accept it. Let's read a little article about that. If I can search it up. And I would see what people do that because like, it's bullying wise, like people are, because it all adds up. So people that might not have as good of clothing. Crap, I don't want to. I searched up school dress code and it shows up with the website of buying school uniforms, and that's not correct. Okay, sorry. So it all adds up. So you would. So someone doesn't have the professional, like the fashionista clothes, and they get bullied for it. So when they get bullied every day, because that's what bullying is, saying someone something negative to someone, and like you're doing it repeatedly, like every day. So they do it every day, and that person's just tired of it happening. So they maybe go to the point of what we know called committing suicide. And it's a very serious topic to talk about. And school uniforms are very, sorry, I guess, are very like, I would see why people would want to have school uniforms. I'm trying to find. Okay. Wait, no. Okay, anyways. And I'll see why it is a problem, but that's, I feel as if that's why we have all these bullying programs. All these programs to help us not bully or do drugs, because they know that's not the way of life and how it happens. So I think that's why we have all these like programs to stop bullying. And I think those are doing just fine right now. So what I think about uniforms is that we shouldn't have uniforms. I think that we shouldn't have uniforms because okay, these are my three reasons that I wrote about today. One is that students should be able to express themselves through clothing. Like I personally, I switched throughout bubbly clothing, like bright colors on my clothes, and natural colors. Like today I just wore a sweatshirt and some black leggings. So I personally switch between those, and that really, like, I like to have a choice of what I wear, and I like to express myself through what I wear. So, then, my second reason is how, like, students, some uniforms might not fit people. Because, heck, not everyone's body is the same. Some people might be a little curvier, some people might be a little skinnier, and it won't fit everyone if it's a one size thing. Now, because but when I say one size thing, I don't exactly mean like, oh, you know, the one size swimsuits. I don't mean that the shirts are just gonna be one size, the pants are just gonna be one size. I mean that what body type that is fitting, that like that the cat if we wear khakis, that the khakis is fitting might not fit another body type. That's why we have different types of jeans. Jeans. We have curvy jeans, we have straight jeans, we have all these different type of jeans. I won't know much about them because I don't like jeans. And we have all these different types of jeans, so they fit people right, and people feel comfortable in their own clothing that they buy. So that's one reason why I think we shouldn't have uniforms. My third reason why I think we shouldn't have uniforms is because I feel as if with normal clothing, the dress code is very straight up, and it tells you what you're supposed to expect. It gives you the responsibility to follow it. It says, oh, so this student has to follow some rules, and if they follow it, then they earn responsibility points. It's giving the students a sense of responsibility in their life to follow the rules. So I don't think that school uniforms are necessarily like needed. I can't speak today. Especially in Anderson County, because we don't have a lot of bullying in our county, so I don't think it will be that big of a deal with Anderson County. But I don't know about other counties, because some other counties might have more bullying rates than others. So it might be necessary for some counties, but I don't think it's necessary for my county. So if the school board was really considering using uniforms, which they're not, and I'm happy about that, then I would agree with whatever reasons they give, because it is a lot of reasons. They have really good reasons why we should have uniforms and why we shouldn't have uniforms. And honestly, it's just my opinion now. It's just whatever I think. Not how many, there's more reasons and we should have a uniform, so I'm going with we should. No, it's my opinion. And I think that we shouldn't have uniforms. And I went forth with that idea, and I detailed it, and I showed how it is. Now, for the on-demand writing thing, we get to write a business letter, and I had to stop in the middle of my third body paragraph because there was like 3 minutes left, and I had to get to my conclusion and my signature because I did not want to leave that out because it would. If I didn't skip the middle of my paragraph, it would seem as if I didn't finish. But now it looks like I finished since I signed it and stuff. So it looks nice. But, ow, frick. I just ripped my headphone out. Sorry. Okay. Let me see. I'm trying to find Okay, let's read this. In both of these cases, the school's attempts to protect students from drug and alcohol images or hateful speech were reversed in favor of free speech. To clarify the matter somewhat, the Supreme Court ruled in June of 2007 in favor of a school in Alaska that has suspended a student for displaying a banner reading "Bong Hits for Jesus." The court ruled that the reference to drugs in this case has no political message and could indeed be seen as advocating drug use. See, that is what they're talking about right here. I didn't read the before of it, so you don't really know. But what they're talking about right here is how some t-shirts have like graphics and signs in front of them talking a message. So, like, if someone wears a shirt that says, like, this kid in GT that I don't know, he gave this example, his, like, friend or something, he wore a shirt that says, "Breaking news, you're an idiot," or some hateful comments on their shirt, then it would be dress-coded. And I respect that, but I don't think that we need to go to the far point of like, going to school uniforms just because of some shirts that people wear. That's what dress codes are for. If we wear inappropriate things or we wear stuff that's not called for, then we can dress code. That's the point of dress coding. And that's the point of having, like, the little areas in school where you can get a t-shirt or something if like you spilled water on it, or like your teeth, you got dress code or something like that. That's what those things are for, and also for other purposes, but we won't talk about those. So yeah, I agree with that. I agree that those images on shirts should not be like should not be worn to school, but that's what dress code's for. So then let's see. Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm gonna read this. Generally, dress codes are much less restrictive than uniform policies. Sometimes, however, dress codes are nearly as strict as in the case of a middle school in Napa, California. This particular school's dress code required students to wear solid colors and banned images or logos on their clothes. When a student was sent to detention for wearing socks adorned with the image of Winnie the Pooh's friend Tigger, the girl's family sued the school district for violating her freedom of speech. In August of 2007, the district announced it would relax its dress code for the time being to allow images and fabrics other than solid colors. Okay, so it's basically just talking about how they restricted it. So dress codes, yeah, they're good, but not to that extent. Now, it sort of goes to different levels. So, no, I don't agree on school uniforms, and I agree with dress codes. No, I don't agree that the dress codes should be too strict and say no leggings to school, no yoga pants to school, because I've heard of schools that do that for dress codes. But I don't think it should be that strict. So it just needs to be a reasonable dress code so students can follow along, for students can follow along and express themselves through their bodies and through their clothes. But that's all I'm going to say today, as up to 12 minutes, it might be 13 once I close this up. But thank you guys so much for checking in today. Oops. Thank you guys so much for checking in today. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing my voice and talking about the subject. Please give me your input on my Instagram account, which I will obviously put in the description. I would love to hear your input on this and your opinion on it. Don't be afraid to write a big old comment, because I will definitely read it. But thank you guys so much for listening to this. Hope you guys tune in Friday for a little check-in on me and why I've been missing a lot of days and what happened to my face. But thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see, or you'll hear me Friday. Bye.